on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Isamer is the director of a centre for young inmates in Kent, is stepping down over claims of abuse and mistreatment. Ralph Marchant will leave his role at Medway Secure Training Centre immediately, but will remain employed by G4S, who run the facility. Five members of staff at the site were arrested following an undercover documentary on TV. They're currently on bail.
KMFM News.
The mother of a baby who died despite numerous calls to the NHS 111 helpline and visits to a GP says her son was the victim of a catalogue of errors. A report found a series of 16 mistakes were made in the care of one-year-old William Mead after he developed sepsis. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has apologised.
Quite simply, we let her family and William down in the worst possible way through serious failings in the NHS care offered. And I'd like to apologise to them on behalf of the government and the NHS.
An investigation's underway after a body was found in a rail tunnel near Dover. The discovery was made between Guernsey and Shepherdswell this morning. There's currently delays to train services between Dover and Canterbury East whilst emergency crews are at the scene. South Eastern say buses will replace trains until further notice.
KMFM News.
Proposals for a new multi-billion pound road crossing from Kent to Essex have been confirmed by the government. Kieran's in Gravesend with more details for KMFM.
Well, yesterday we exclusively revealed that Rhodes bosses were set to favour building a tunnel from the east of Gravesend under the Thames to Tilbury. As expected, they've announced today an eight-week consultation to find out what we think. The new road, which would link the existing A2 and M2, is designed to relieve congestion at the Dartford Tunnels and QE2 Bridge. It all means that building a new crossing at Dartford is looking less likely. The town's MP, Gareth Johnson, is pleased.
It's very welcome news. For Dartford, we always felt that it would be wrong to put another crossing at Dartford. The local road simply can't cope with extra congestion on top of the congestion that's already there.
The roads minister believes the new Lower Thames crossing could add over £7 billion to the economy and create more than 5,000 jobs. However, green campaigners say it will destroy ancient woodland, productive farmland and beautiful countryside. We've been asking some of you in Gravesend what you think.
Well, from a local point of view, it can only be good. It basically brings more regeneration to the town.
The lorries are not going to cause a problem, really. They cause a problem everywhere, but I think it's easier for us lot in Gravesend Way to get to Essex.
Well, I just think it definitely eases up the pressure in Dartford.
A series of exhibitions will get underway next week. In the meantime, we've put details of the route at kentonline.co.uk. The consultation will end on the 24th of March.
Heavy rain could cause more misery for recent flooded parts of Britain today. The remnants of Storm Jonas, which caused massive blizzards in the US, have prompted weather warnings here, including for Kent, from the early hours of tomorrow. In some parts of the country, temporary flood defences and pumps are being deployed. Police and fire services could soon be sharing management under government plans. The Home Office is expected to confirm that police and crime commissioners in England will be able to take control of local fire and rescue operations. The government insists both will remain operationally independent, but David Green from the Fire Brigades Union is concerned.
My fear is these proposals will now actually mean a kind of like a merging of the services. I think it will mean a takeover of the fire service. The fire service will become subservient.
An Ashford teenager who's missing with her young son is being urged to contact police. 17-year-old Molly Brazil was last seen with her 19-month-old in Headcorn High Street almost a fortnight ago. Officers say they're growing increasingly concerned for their welfare. You can see a picture of Molly at kentonline.co.uk. And a story written by Beatrix Potter more than 100 years ago is to be published for the first time. The Tale of Kitty in Boots will go on sale in September, 150 years after the author and illustrator's birth, so Quentin Blake will provide the drawings.
KMFM Sport.
England's cricketers have lost the fourth and final test with South Africa in Centurion. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Alistair Cook's side suffered a morning session collapse and were bowled out for just 101. James Taylor and Joe Root were dismissed within four balls and the remaining five wickets followed. followed quickly after. The hosts won by 280 runs, but England still record a 2-1 series victory. On to tennis, and Novak Djokovic is through to the semi-finals of the Australian Open after a straight sets win over Japan's Kei Nishikori. He joins Roger Federer in the last four. Elsewhere, defending champion Serena Williams made it into the women's semi-finals, beating Maria Sharapova. Andy Murray and Johanna Konta played their last eight matches tomorrow. And the head of UK Athletics says football should contribute more money to the World Anti-Doping Agency. Ed Warner says along with better investment from other sports, it could transform the body. It follows a series of doping scandals in track and field.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.